What is next one? Begin or maybe the other?
Thank you. Thank you.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ Krishna Radha, Krishna Dolga Vinaya, Sam Sundar Radha, Sundar Griya Vajanki Jai, Navan Dham Ki Jai, Navadev Dham Ki Jai, Navadev Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, all glories to that humble devotee, all glories to that humble devotee, all glories to that humble devotee. Thank you very much. First of all, that mantra, oh, yes.
The initial step, and then after this initial step, then there is another step, the second initiation. One receives second initiation after one is serious in this Krishna consciousness process. One is becoming a little purified. So the second initiation is given. And then this means that the individual is becoming first-class man. He's becoming purified. He's living up to human standards. The human platform, the human form of life, is simply meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness. It's simply meant for purification. So in this day and age, there is no qualification, no birthright qualification for achieving this platform of life, for becoming first-class man. The fifth-class man can become first-class man. And as the first-class man does not take up this Krishna consciousness, and he becomes fifth-class man. So there are so many fifth-class men. There's a practical example. There are so many fifth-class men and women who are becoming first-class simply by execution of this Krishna consciousness. But here we have a very nice example. In this day and age, practically the whole world, the whole population of this earthly planet is fifth-class men. So simply by initiating this process and executing Krishna consciousness, cultivating remembrance of the lotus-eyed one, Vishnu, when he becomes purified as the platform of first class. And this is for the benefit of all humanity. It's not simply benefiting all humanity, it's benefiting all living entities everywhere, on all planets. So this is the real welfare work. This work is being done for the welfare of everyone. Simply, you have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. This is the first. This is the first step in Krishna consciousness. Is to first accept the spiritual master and then become initiated by the spiritual master. This is the first and second step. The first injunction is given. So this is being performed at this time. This acceptance of the spiritual master means to accept and serve faithfully throughout one's life, spiritual master, never deviate from complete acceptance of the spiritual master. One should not take other ones. Krishna is always protecting his glory. In this particular instance, you can see that Krishna, Lord Narasimha, comes and bifurcates the demon, Rani Kasipu. And he is always protecting his devotee, Balan Maharaj, simply by remembering everything, simply by remembering his glory. Balan Maharaj is always remembering Krishna, Krishna. So, blessing the Lord's devotee, the only way one can be forgiven of this tiny sin is by the pure devotee of the Lord. So, considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level,
the Shastra, he said that if you commit some offense to Krishna, he excuses. But if you commit offense to his devotee, he never excuses. Personal offense to Krishna can be excused by Krishna. He is so merciful. The Dubbagha Muni, he offended Maharaj Ambarish, and he went up, he was so powerful that he went to Vishnu Loka to see Vishnu for being protected because the Sudarshan Chakra was after him. So, Vishnu said, oh, this is beyond my power. I cannot excuse you. Yes. You have to go to Ambarish Maharaj and ask his pardon. Otherwise, there is no excuse. that Dudbhaja Muni has a great yogi and Brahmin, and he was very proud, so he came back and fell down on the feet of Amrish Maharaj. Then he was excused. Amrish Maharaj was Kshatriya, a king. He was neither yogi, but he was a great devotee. So this yogi, Dudbhaja Muni, he wanted to supersede him. That is, he is an ordinary Kshatriya king, and because he is advertised that he is a devotee, I shall teach him some lesson. That was the word between the king was very nice, he never picked up word, but this old man picked up word and he was chastised by this, like that. Yes. Go on.
Considering Lord and demigods and saying love, which you understand that they are many gods,
yeah, this is a misconception that especially in your country, in the Western countries, it is advertised that the Hindus are many gods. Sorry, Hindus. We are not concerned with Hindu Muslim. We are concerned with Krishna. So, actually, in the Vedas, accepted one God, Eka Brahma, Ditya Nasti. There is no second. God cannot be two. God is one. It is misconception there are many gods. There are Mayavadi philosophers. They say that you worship any demigod. It is the same thing. They misinterpret the Bhagavad Gita slok, Jivathamam Prapadyante. You can worship me in any way. The Mayavadi philosophers, there is a great missionary activities in India. They have got their branch here also. They propagate that you may worship any demigod, goddess Kali or this or that. Everything is all that. No. God is one. And that is Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Sayam. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Chamsa Kalapunsa Krishna to Bhagavan. In incarnation of God, they are part and parcel. They are bigger part. Just like we are living into this year also part and parcel. Vishnu Tattva, they are also part and parcel. But nobody can excel Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan. That is the body. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigra. There are so many evidences. Krishna is the supreme. And Krishna himself says, Matta Paratara Nasti. There is no more superior than me in the Bhagavad Gita. So, God is one and there is Krishna. One.
Neglecting the orders of the spiritual masters, at first we must accept the spiritual master and then we must become initiated by the spiritual master. So, to neglect the orders of the spiritual
master. Unless one is prepared that I am accepting somebody as my spiritual master, I must accept whatever he says. If there is any doubt that I cannot accept his words, bhagavatam, then one should not accept him as spiritual master. That is hypocrisy. One must be first of all convinced. Therefore it is the duty of the spiritual master and the disciple to associate, that is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami, for some time. And both of them should study. The disciples should study whether I can accept this saintly person as my spiritual master. And spiritual master also is he, whether I can accept this boy, this person as my disciple. That is there. But sometimes the time is reduced. That doesn't matter. But the principle is this, that before accepting a spiritual master, you can examine him, you can scrutinize him, but not after. After accepting, just like Arjuna. Arjuna was talking with Krishna just like friends, on equal level. But when he saw that the solution is not yet done, then he surrendered something. Sishvastiya. Sadhimang prapanna. So after accepting his spiritual master, there was no talking on the equal level. But the point where he could not understand, he put some question. Just like when he was teaching him about the Jogar system. So, the Jogar system is controlling the mind. So, Krishna, Arjuna flatly say, my dear Krishna, it is very difficult for me. Chanchala him manat Krishna pramati balabhadra. It is not possible. You are teaching me this Hatha Yoga system by exercising, controlling my, it is not possible for me. So, that was not an important thing to practice yoga. One who practices this Krishna consciousness yoga, then Krishna assured him, it doesn't matter. You practice, if you like, you can practice, but real yogi is he explained, yogi namati sarvetam, madgata antaratma, sadhyavan bhagati yuma, samidhiputam. John, that's all right. If you cannot practice this yoga system, there is no harm. But the first class yogi is he who is always keeping me in his heart, thinking of Krishna. He's first class. That is bhakti. The example is the same, just like the concept. And the basic injunction is that you should not touch dead animals' bone. If you touch, you become impure. But Vila said the conscience is pure. So that is being practically observed. We followers of Vedic injunction, we are using conscience in the deity room. Because Veda said it is pure. You cannot argue. Oh, you unpleasant, you said that conscience, the bone is impure. Oh. Here I can show you the book, you have said like that. Oh, that nonsense is not true. Whatever he said is right. You have to accept. Even if it is contradicted, you have to accept. That is false. No interpretation. That is wanted. There is meaning, but through your brain, at the present moment, you cannot understand. That is another thing. But you cannot say like that, oh, one place you have said this bone of an animal is impure, and now you are saying the conscience is pure. It is contradictory. So that will not be. Therefore, it is, you cannot interpret in that way. That is offense. Then you will not be able to make progress.
The next is interpreting the holy name of God. This holy name of God, Krishna, his name is absolute. Krishna is the same as his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia. And so therefore, this holy name of God has the same potency as Krishna himself. And it says in the Purana Pancharatra that God is dancing on the tongue. If we chant his name, Krishna, and Krishna is dancing on the tongue. So one cannot interpret the holy name of God. Committing sin on the strength of chanting, this chanting of Hare Krishna wipes away the reaction of past sinful activities and destroys all the effects of impious activities. So if one commits sin on the strength of such chanting, if one commits some impious activity and thinks, oh yes, simply by chanting, then the bad effects will be wiped away. This will be nullified. No, this is not bona fide. This is a great offense. Simply, we must commit no sin. We must chant and we must purify. The idea is to become purified, not to become contaminated and remain in a contaminated situation. Instructing the glory of the Lord's name to be unfaithful. One must try and discriminate between four classes of person: the Supreme Person, the devotees, innocent, and the demons. One does not instruct the glories of the Lord's name to be unfaithful. Demons. Demons are for avoiding. And in another age, demons are for killing. But in this age, 99% of the population are demons. So it's not possible
if we kill them, then there will be no population. There will be nobody to pay tax. Yes. Go on.
As much as possible, we must try and instruct the innocent and remain aloof from the demons. Comparing the holy name with material piety, this holy name is the same as the Lord Himself, simply by vibration of His transcendental sound, Krishna. This is elevating one to the platform of pure association with the Lord. So this is not to be confused with material time, simply because it may have some effect of wiping away the essential reaction.
The actual aim of spiritual life to come to the stage of loving God. That is real spiritual. If one wants to take to spiritual life or some other game, that is not. That is offense. I will chant Hare Krishna mantra, so my income is now $1,000, and it will be $3,000. Not like that. It may be reduced. That's like our Dayananda is. His income is now reduced by chanting Hare Krishna. But he is not giving up. That is pointed. You see? Sometimes it is found that incidents you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Samani Gundhani Harishitana. Therefore, sometimes people do not come to worship. Because generally they say the Vishnu worship, Vaishnava, they are generally poor. So I don't want to be poor. Yes. I was thinking like that. When my Guru Maharaj ordered me, and I was manager in Bose's laboratory, so he ordered me. So I thought, oh, I cannot do this. I cannot expect this from that. But he was so kind, and he is so kind still, then he forced me that you must take. pulling my ear, he brought me to this life. In the beginning, I was not willing. So it is a causeless mercy upon me, and that I can understand now. I can understand now how much I have been relieved by accepting this life. So sometimes we find that our income is reduced. There is a story that's very interesting. That doctor, medical man, came to a gentleman's house, and there are two patients, the lady, the wife of that his intellect, and the mid-fat. So, the doctor examined and informed to the professor that your wife and fever is only 100. That's not very, but your maid servant fever is 104. She has to be taken care of. So, when the wife heard, she so we want like that. This material civilization is like that to increase the temperature to 108. And then I come home. Oh. That is great. We should not, javadattha prayana, we should not try for increasing simply the material comforts. No, that is not our business. That is 108 degrees, then death. But javadattha bhinna, as far as we want, we must take. That much, not more than that. Tena ta tena bhundi, the same verse. Tena ta tena bhundi. Whatever prasadam you are offered by the grace of the Lord, select. Don't take anything more. That is our motto. Wrong.
Become innocent before chanting the holy name.
Yes, this is very important. When you chant, you will hear us. Then your attention will be there. And if you are chanting and you are thinking something else, that is also another offense. You should look at Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you cannot hear, then you will chant loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You must hear. That is one. Otherwise, he will be inattentive. That is offense. So,
attachment to material things, in spite of chanting the holy name.
Yes. That attachment means, by chanting holy name, we have to decrease the fever. But if we increase the fever, attachment, material attachment means increasing the fever. And we are trying to detach from this, because our conditioned life is continuing because we are so much attached to the material stuff we have left. So, by the by, as we chant, we shall try ourselves. That means simple life. Unnecessarily, we should not increase our demands of life. But then it will be left. So, finish.
Sunday.
So, Dr. Rao, your spiritual name is Ramananda. Yes. This Ramananda, you are also Raj, Ramananda Raj. The great devotee of Lord Chaitanya and governor of Madras. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up a very important person, the six Goswamis, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like that, 8 or 10, direct descent. And later on, they preach the whole thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Jad Jadacharati Sreshtha Itaraskat Anuvartat. There is a Sreshtha, if an important man acts in some way, others fall. That is natural. So, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we are meeting, and we have got this responsibility, because you came here to take your doctorate degree. That's very nice. When one of my godbrothers went to England during my Guru Maharaj's time, So, Lady Vailingam, she challenged that God brother that your men from India, they come here and we give them some degree and they become big men there. So, what you have got to teach us, that was a challenge. Actually, that has become the mentality of Indians at the present moment, that one has to go to the foreign countries, take some technological degree, and then impart the knowledge in India, then we become big. And let us sacrifice our old culture. That is mentality now. So your example, you have got by the grace of Lord some foreign degrees. If you present this Krishna consciousness movement in India, many persons will follow. So you think in that way and try to understand our philosophy. You are very nice boy. And India's condition is not very satisfactory at the present moment. They are misled. So, I came here with that purpose also, that in this moment I cannot start, they will not accept. But if I go to America, if the Americans accept and they please, then they leave. So that position has somehow or other come. So you, together, it is not meant for either for any family, that is meant for the whole human society. They are suffering grievously for want of this consciousness. So every one of us has got a great duty to broadcast this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita, our Krishna consciousness movement is based on Bhagavad Gita. It is very widely read all over the world. Simply, these rascals, they have misinterpreted. Now we have to give the right interpretation and present what is Krishna consciousness. That is our duty. So I know that he will soon return to India. So, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna is giving you a great responsibility. Try to serve them to your best capacity. Thank you. So, this is your chant. Hare Krishna. So, next, what is your name? Georgine. So, your spiritual name is Gunamai. Gunamai, Devi Jisa Gunamai. Gunamai is the name of the energy of Lord. Woman is the energy of man. Similarly, we are all energies. A man works very hard, being energized by his wife or mother. That is the history of the whole world. Any big man, behind that big man, he is a woman. Either mother or wife, especially. You have heard the name of Vidyasagar Pandit. The background was his mother, Gandhi. The background was his mother. That is Lord Wellington. In the background was his wife. So woman has got a very responsible duty to energize man with Krishna consciousness. So you are a young girl. I am very happy that you have come to this. Try to execute this energy. That will be your duty. You know what are the restrictions? Uh, Thank you. It's a pleasure. So what is your name? Now you ask me, what is your name? Georgina? No, what is your spiritual name? Immediately forgot? Gunamayi. Gunamayi. Devi Jesa Gunamayi, Mama Maya Guru. Gunamayi means qualities, full of qualities. So this material nature is has got three qualities. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamo. This is also Gunamayi. And the spiritual nature also got three qualities. Sandhini, Sambhit, and what is it called, other? Allahini, yes. Sandhini, Sambhit, and Allahini. So both of them are Gunamayi. The spiritual nature is horrible for the conditioned soul, but she is not horrible for Krishna. Here Krishna, he says, Mama Maya, Devi Jiva Gunamayi Mama Maya. That everyone, Krishna, related with Krishna, is not, he or she is not horrible. Just like a foolish requirement is horrible for the criminals and not for the president. The president is not afraid of the police department because police department is under his control. Similarly, this material nature with three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, it is horrible for the conditioned soul. Therefore, if anyone surrenders to Krishna, māmevada prabhadvante, māyā metān taran, immediately he overcomes the horrible feature of this material nature. Otherwise, if one does not come to Krishna consciousness, if one does not surrender to Krishna, this material nature is horrible. So therefore, in both ways, the spiritual nature or the material nature, they are Gunamayi. And the difference is that when one is conditioned, he is under the material nature Gunamayi, and when he is liberated, he is under the spiritual nature Gunamayi. But both of them are Gunamayi. So, your name is Holly? Yes, so, your spiritual name is Therapanchu. Therapanchu is the auspicious energy of Jagannath Swami. Yes. So you watch the Jagannath Swami very nicely. Now I can. There is no Dakshina? Hare Krishna. So, who will take this? In this? Perform the yoga and attack some of it. Jagdain sankirtanai prahi jajanti hi sumedas. The real Jagdain is Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. See me tomorrow morning.
Om the Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime. Hare Krishna. No problem.
Thank you.
Nityayam Svatmanam Saparitragarakada Satasamad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ananda Koti Vasnaminda Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Jaya Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivanathadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Jaya Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sam Kundaradha Sundagi Gaurdhan Jaya Vrindavan Dham Jaya Navadvip Dham Jaya Savita Bhakta Binda Jaya All glory to the Ashram of the Lord. Glory to the Ashram of the Lord. All glory to the Ashram of the Lord.
Thank you.